Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And here till 5 a.m. Opening bell at 5, and then Steve Cochran live from Iowa at 6. And lots of stuff coming up today. It's going to be interesting to see how people feel about what happened in Iowa last night. And we'll be covering it. Nobody covers 2016 like WGN. So, hey, we're going to talk about movie stars. The Harris poll conducted a poll between in the last week of December. They conducted a poll where they asked over 2,000 U.S. adults online. They did a survey to pick their favorite movie stars. And the results are kind of interesting. Now, there's a difference between, you know, like actors and actresses and movie stars. Some movie stars aren't necessarily really great actors, but they are really good movie stars. And I don't think we have as many movie stars for whatever reason, and whatever that strict definition of a movie star is. I just don't think we have as many now as we did sort of in the old Hollywood or in the older days in years past. I think that there was, you know, a lot of people didn't follow actors and actresses around 24 hours a day. There wasn't a lot of dirt and gossip about actors and actresses back in those days. Studios groomed actors and actresses to be larger than life and, you know, like mythology, you know, it was a different thing. And it just doesn't exist anymore. Now, you know, you try to dethrone anybody who who does well. It's suddenly about, hey, well, who were they sleeping with or how many drugs have they taken? And that just wasn't the case. They were larger than life. They were big. They weren't, like I said, they weren't necessarily great actors. Like, for instance, John Wayne is, if you were to make a list of all-time greatest movie stars of all time, John Wayne would definitely be near the top of that list. John Wayne, not a great actor. Not a lot of range. You know, when you saw John Wayne in a movie, you saw John Wayne. But he was a movie star. He was larger than life. He transcended the movies that he was in and became this other thing. He became a movie star. And a lot of people have done that. So I want to go down this recent poll, but I want to talk to you guys. Who do you think falls under the category? If we have them nowadays, I don't think we do. There are a few. You know, we have tremendous amount of great actresses and great actors who are enormously talented and do, you know, some really remarkable work on the big screen. No question about it. There are phenomenal actors and actresses out there. But this movie star thing, like I said, I think the idea of the movie star, the myth of the movie star, does not exist in these times, the way at least it's remembered or romanticized from the past. But if we have any movie stars today, who do you think they are? 312-981-7200. Like movie stars, when you think movie star from the past, the big, larger-than-life movie star. Do we have any of those people today? 312-981-7200. You can send your text there, too. 312-981-7200. Or call us. And then we'll go through this list. I have a list from AMC, their website, where they have the 50 greatest film stars, male and female. So there's 100 total. 50 of them are male, 50 of them are female, of the greatest film stars of all time. So that you get your movie star thing. So, Esmeralda, who do you think, when I say movie star, you don't have to make modern or anything like that. What's the first person that pops into your head or the first couple of people that pop into your head?
Well, I was thinking modern. I was thinking Tom Hanks.
See, Tom Hanks is number one on this poll.
He's very much, I don't know, you never hear anything bad about him.
No. Nope.
He's very nice, from what I hear.
Been married for like 30 years.
Right. And he has that look about him. Like he's always put together whenever he goes to the awards things.
He can be, you know what, one of the things about Tom Hanks that he gets compared, you know who he gets compared to a lot in terms of, you know, your classic movie stars? He gets compared to Jimmy Stewart a lot. And
I can totally see that
because Jimmy Stewart was a movie star. There's no question about it. But also a great actor. Jimmy Stewart was a great actor. But off, you know, he had that thing, whatever that thing is that movie stars have. Jimmy Stewart definitely had it, and I think Tom Hanks has it too. And this poll that they do, he's always in there. Whenever they do, whenever the Harris poll happens, you know, when they talk about who are the best movie stars, Tom Hanks is always up there, like near the top.
And then, of course, Cary Grant.
Well, he's the but see
like in
that's,
my head, he's the old like what?
No, that's I agree. Esmeralda. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. Cary Grant, to me, ultimate movie star of all time. Ultimate movie, and also a great actor. But he is like, if for me, if you were to look up the definition of movie star in the dictionary, it's a picture of Cary Grant. And he's just the man. And the thing about Cary Grant, he could do anything. Cary Grant could right. do anything.
And I watched a documentary thing on his life, and it was just crazy to watch. Just because it's like, I don't think about these things with Cary Grant. Mm-hmm. It's just like this being.
And a lot of stuff came out, no pun intended, years later with Cary Grant. There were secrets and all this stuff. But in those days, that stuff was not, you know, America didn't want to know about it 24 hours a day.
Right. And actually, to be a movie star, at least in the old times, you have to have secrets. You have to have all these crazy secrets yeah. that no one ever knew about.
Right.
And then they come out later and you're like, what?
It's such a different atmosphere now. I mean, everybody has to know about everything that everybody is doing at all times. And the dirtier and the more salacious, the better. It's kind of sad. All right. We want to talk about more about movie stars. Cary Grant's the man. I'm so glad you said Cary Grant, Esmeralda. He's just the king. All right. We got to take a break. We got the news coming up. And then I'll tell you who else is on this Harris poll conducted just in the last week of December in the world of movie stars today. Do we have any modern movie stars? Who are they? 312-981-7200. Who are your favorites of all time? Text or talk 312-981-7200. News next. Oh. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's Groundhog Day. Yeah.
You think he's going to see it?
See his shadow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The whole idea of this holiday
is...
Does he never... He doesn't ever not see it.
No, he has.
Really?
Yeah.
And does he just... He's like, oh, whatever, and then goes back in, or what?
No. Have you ever seen the... You've seen the movie, right?
No.
What?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I know you can't make it tonight. Because,
I know. I have to watch. Maybe I will.
It's a really great movie. They show you exactly what happens in the movie.
Right. I mean, I've seen footage. They lift him up.
They take him out. They take him out of his little hut.
The man with the top hat.
And Brian Doyle Murray, by the way, Bill Murray's brother, plays him in the movie. And he pulls him out of the little hut, and then he like whispers in the dude's ear, and then he's like, "Oh, he saw a shadow. Oh boy."
Oh, so it's not even a thing of like, let's watch it.
Oh no, 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 no. There's. It's not like they put like a spotlight on the groundhog, and he turns around and goes, "Ah." What's that? That's not what...
Oh, I always assumed like no. He was in the hole already, and then he'd come out and be like, no, and then...
Oh, no, 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 no. They just reach in and grab the little dude out of there and hold him up, and then he whispers in the guy's ear and goes, yeah, man, listen, I'm an animal. Can you put me back somewhere? Please leave me alone.
I'm frightened because of all the people.
I'm terrified right
now.
Not
my shadow.
So, yeah. And, you know, really, seriously, I'm going to urinate all over you right now.
I have seen where they scratch the person who's ever holding them.
Well, you know, there's a scene in the movie, which, by the way, I am screening tonight at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. And seriously, tickets are flying, people. If you want to go, you should reserve your seats right now. It's MovieCo.com, MUVICO. We're going to screen the movie, have some dinner beforehand at Bogart's. It's at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Only $10 to get in. Parking is free. And we will be visited, if everything works out in the world of technology, we're going to be testing it out before the movie. We are going to have a Skype visit from Stephen Tobolowsky, who will be there to tell stories. He was on Friday morning with us, one of my favorite guests, a very cool guy, and he plays Needle Nose Ned Ryerson, the insurance salesman in Groundhog Day, and he's going to join us via Skype. He's a big friend of the show, and he's a good guy, and an amazing dude, so he's going to join us after. So via Skype, and you'll be able to ask him questions, and you'll see his face up on the movie screen and all that cool stuff. But there's a scene in the movie, Esmeralda, where Bill Murray actually steals the groundhog.
Doesn't he drive the car at one point?
Yes, he has the groundhog like on the steering wheel and drives the car.
I've seen that bit.
And the groundhog that they used in the scenes that they shot bit the hell out of Bill Murray, like scratched him and bit the hell out of him.
They don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, I know.
And they really don't want to probably be on camera.
No.
Manhandled.
Yep. So, you know, Bill Murray was like, I think at one point Bill Murray said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing another take because this groundhog is eating me. So I will not. Harold Ramis, who, oh, man. I miss Harold Ramis. It makes me sad because Harold Ramis is a comedy hero of mine. And, you know, he got this script for Groundhog Day. He got this script from a guy named Danny Rubin. And he read it, and he really loved the idea. But the script that Danny Rubin wrote, the original script that Harold Ramis got, was not quite unfilmable, but it was really kind of inaccessible and would have played a little bit more like a David Lynch movie had they shot the original script. Because it was really challenging and the structure of it was very strange. And like the movie started out, the original script starts out with Phil Collins. Yeah, Phil Collins is the main character. With Phil from you know, the character that Bill Murray played, already in the middle of repeating the day. Like, that's how the movie started. They don't establish the thing. It's like he starts and he's already repeating the day, and you have to figure that out. So Harold Ramis did a significant rewrite on it. He has a co-writing credit. It's Danny Rubin and Harold Ramis are credited writing the screenplay. Danny Rubin has a credit for a story. But for all intents and purposes, Harold Ramis completely rewrote the script. And it plays much more like a Harold Ramis movie because he directed it, obviously. But it feels like something that it has Harold Ramis' sensibility all over it, from the really beautiful comedy, the really big laughs, to this real, real wonderful sense of humanity, which was something that Harold Ramis brought to everything that he did. So I don't know. What was my point? I don't know. Just Harold Ramis makes me happy. But, you know, Harold Ramis tells a bunch of great stories about the making of the movie, and one of them is that story about the groundhog just chewing on Bill Murray. And Bill Murray going, look, that's enough, man. Bill Murray, is he a movie star? Does he fall into that category?
He's starting to be.
Yeah.
Because he's doing all these crazy things. And did you watch his Netflix Christmas special?
I did.
That was so good.
That was great. Yeah. It was great.
Him just like doing the lounge act. Like, it was, I feel like he's starting to get there by doing all these weird
things. I agree with you, but something happened. Because Bill Murray was always just Bill Murray. And that's not a bad thing. In fact, that's a phenomenal thing. Because Bill Murray rules the planet. But right around Rushmore, when Rushmore came out, there was a significant shift in his career, in his choices, and in the things that he decided that he was going to do, and pretty much how he would run the rest of his career. And he would start doing these really interesting films. I mean, Wes Anderson, he's in every one of the Wes Anderson movies except for Bottle Rocket. He's in every Wes Anderson movie but Bottle Rocket. And the reason he's not in Bottle Rocket is the reason he fired one of his managers. Because Wes Anderson sent the script of Bottle Rocket because he wanted him to play the James Caan role, the role that eventually went to James Caan. They wanted Bill Murray. So Wes Anderson sent it to his manager, and Bill Murray's manager read it and said no. He said no. And so that's why he's not in it. So when Bill Murray got Rushmore, when they finally sent him Rushmore, and Wes Anderson was like, you know, I sent you the script for Bottle Rocket, and your people said no, he fired the guy. And he said, oh, really? Because he loved Bottle Rocket. And to this day, he's pissed that he wasn't in it. So, But like at Rushmore, when he did Rushmore, everything started to change. He started to take a lot of more character. You know, he started to take more chances, and you know, and, but even back in you know, I got to say this, even back in 1984, when Ghostbusters came out, he released a movie called, he did a remake of The Razor's Edge. And I remember when that came out, and that was a huge, you know, that was a drama. That was a serious film. And at that time, Bill Murray was, you know, Saturday Night Live guy. He was Stripes guy, Caddyshack guy, Ghostbusters guy. And then this movie, this remake of The Razor's Edge comes out, and people are like, what is this? But that was an indication of the kind of stuff that he would like to do and started to do regularly right around 1999 or 98. And since then, he's become like this really versatile movie star who I don't even think he has an agent anymore. From what I understand, you can call him and leave a message.
Do you have any scripts?
If you have a script, you call him. Hey, and you leave a message, and maybe he'll get back to you. That's what he does now because he's Bill Murray. And then, of course, all those other stories about him just like, you know, crashing wedding parties and stuff. You've seen all that.
Eating people's sandwiches.
Eating people's sandwiches.
Like, what was it?
It was he was at like a Burger King or something. There's a guy in a Burger King. And Bill Murray walks into the Burger King, picks up the guy's burger, takes a bite out of it, and says to the guy, nobody's ever going to believe you, and walks out. How do you not love Bill Murray? So I think Bill Murray, you know, he might not be like in the classical sense of what we're talking about, you know, that legendary movie star thing, but he's got elements of it. No question about it. Mark says Brad Pitt is a movie star. I would agree with that. Jun says that Dustin Hoffman. Well, see, I don't know about that. I think Dustin Hoffman, great actor, one of the best ever.
He's just a dude.
He's
he's a great actor, though.
Yes, he's
but
a phenomenal
kind of a
actor.
Dude.
He just doesn't, I don't know, there's just something about, something pops into my head, at least. And I think, Esmeralda, you and I, from the reactions that you and I are having, I think you and I basically have kind of the same idea as to what a movie star is.
Right. And you know what it is? If Dustin Hoffman is walking down the street, would you immediately go, oh, that's Dustin Hoffman?
Well, yeah. But I don't
doubt it, because he just kind of looks like a guy.
Yeah, but it is Dustin Hoffman. And
yeah,
I'd be like, it's Dustin Hoffman. But I wouldn't be like, oh, you know.
And also think about it this way. People in other countries, would they go, oh, that's Dustin Hoffman? Like people in China wouldn't go, oh, my God, that's Dustin Hoffman.
I don't know if they would. No, you're
Brad
right.
Brad Pitt, though.
Brad Pitt, they
They'd
would.
Be like, oh, my God.
It's Brad Pitt. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're talking about movie stars. We'll get to that. And I don't want to, most of the stuff that I'm getting here, like texts I'm getting, they're all male. And I don't want to just concentrate on men movie stars. Yeah. Hi. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Is that what's-his-face with the bloody nose?
It is, yes.
Oh, okay.
Nicest man ever, by the way.
Andrew W.K.?
Yes, I met him after. I didn't go to the show, but I was at someone's house, and they were like, he's outside signing autographs, because we were close to the venue. And he was sitting in a parking lot just signing autographs, and just one after another, all the kids.
Wow.
He signed a pay stub for me.
He signed a pay stub?
Yeah, and he personalized it, because he was like, oh, what do you do? And then he wrote a little comment about it. I was like, oh, Andrew W.K.
Wow.
You're so nice.
Another person with a positive remark about Andrew W.K. And we all know that what's this conspiracy theory that he's not the real Andrew W.K.? Dan, what is it?
He's a figment of the studio's imagination, and the Andrew K. that does the shows as an actor. And there's, you know,
yeah,
it's actually like a conglomerate of Andrew W.K.'s that produce the music.
So he's like a Milli Vanilli?
Kind of.
Okay.
I see him more like a Santa Claus. How there's mall Santas.
I like it. I like it.
Or a Gallagher. Because you know that the feud with Gallagher and Gallagher 2? Esmeralda, are you aware of Gallagher and Gallagher 2?
Yeah, I do.
And it's his own brother who's ripping off his act. It's Gallagher's own brother ripping off his act. Of course, it's not a hard thing to rip off. You just get some melons and a sledgehammer and smash them for 15 minutes, and that's your act.
And then also, according to Chappelle, there's Black Gallagher. So.
That's right, Black Gallagher. Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. Oh, Black Gallagher. That is fantastic. I totally forgot. I'm going to smash a watermelon. Oh, Chappelle's Show. Man, oh, man. All right, here, let me go through here. And this is the poll. We're talking about movie stars, your favorite movie stars. Tom Hanks is America's favorite movie star, followed by Johnny Depp and then Denzel Washington, according to this Harris poll. His roles over the years have taken him into the past and the future, out into space, and even into a child's toy chest. This year, Tom Hanks, currently the star of Bridge of Spies, returns to the role of America's favorite movie star. This is Hanks' fifth time at the top of the list, with previous wins at 2002, 2004, 2005, and 2013. He was number five last year. Johnny Depp, most recently on screen in an acclaimed portrayal of mobster Whitey Bulger in Black Mass, is in the number two spot, up from number four a year ago. Denzel Washington topped the list last year. He's number three, even though he didn't release any movies in 2015. Meanwhile, the late John Wayne remains the mainstay on the list at number four. He is the only person to have never dropped off the list of the top ten in over two decades. Closing out is Harrison Ford, soaring from number nine this year to number five because he played Han Solo. Both the top and bottom halves of the top ten are composed of familiar faces. Sandra Bullock, who voiced the criminal mastermind in Minions and played a political consultant in Our Brand is Crisis, is number six this year after taking a break from the list last year. Wait a minute. Wait. How could she not have been on the list last year? Was Gravity 2 years ago? Gravity was 2 years ago then, right?
I think so.
Because that was, I mean, that's the best thing she's ever, that's the best performance she's ever given.
She's America's sweetheart.
She is.
Wait, did you say George Clooney?
No, Clooney not in the top five.
What? He just seemed, he's a very Cary Grant-esque person.
No question about it. He exudes that kind of stuff. Jennifer Lawrence hit the holiday season box office with Joy and the, Joy was a huge hit. I love that movie, by the way. It was number 10 on my favorites of the year list, but it didn't make any money. Hunger Games made a lot of money, though. She was number seven. Clint Eastwood, America's favorite movie star as recently as 2009, was number six, up two spots. See, Clint Eastwood to me is a movie star. He's become a lunatic, but he's a movie star. He's one of those guys to me. But he's old. This guy's 90 years old. And he came up at that time. You know what I mean? Like he was, when he became an actor, that's how they did it. Julia Roberts returned to the top 10 and Meryl Streep dropped to number 7. Angelina Jolie dropped off to number 10. So that's who we got. So I guess Angelina Jolie, I guess she'd be a movie star. I just don't think she's, I guess she is, but by proxy.
No, I mean, she is.
Yeah.
But later. When she got her kids, she got a little more mellowed out and cooler, I guess. Not cooler, but...
Well, when she was running
she looks
around
more
with
put together.
Billy Bob Thornton going, yeah, we just had sex in the limo and we drink each other's blood. Like, what?
No, not then. After that. When she got her kid.
Oddly, I found her... I got to tell you something. I found her more interesting then than I do now.
Well, yeah, because she's kooky. Now she's just like, I'm a mom with 20 kids.
Yeah. Here's Glenn on WGN. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right.
I think the term movie star is really antiquated. I think they're really fine actors nowadays, but back then, you know, the movie stars, they had the Hollywood machine behind them. Then they only wanted you to know what they wanted you to know.
Right.
And they had as much problems back then, but the studios covered it up.
That's right. Yep.
And nowadays, these actors have become too personal, too personable. Is that a word?
Well, it's the you're absolutely right, Glenn. But the thing is, the atmosphere now. You know, back then there were just as many people who were cheating on their husbands or cheating on their wives. There were just as many people who were alcoholics. There were just as many people who were getting in trouble with the law. But you never heard about it. And you were absolutely right, because that was the studio system. It was the Hollywood system. But there's a demand for it now, because movie fans have changed. Do you know? You know what I mean? There's a real sense of cynicism and a real atmosphere that's completely changed. Movie stars now, if anybody falls under that category, it just seems that there is this incredible, insatiable need to see a movie star or someone on top get knocked down a peg. You know, there's 24-hour coverage of entertainment now. There's the internet. There's social media. There are cameras everywhere and film, you know, and phones everywhere capturing everything. Anybody that does anything 24 hours a day, people want to know about it. That kind of insane hunger for dirt and for information 24 hours a day absolutely didn't even remotely exist back in the days when there were a lot of movie stars. So the atmosphere has changed. The whole Hollywood system has changed. But people want it, and that's why they get it, unfortunately. 847 area code says Robert De Niro. See, I don't think De Niro's a movie star. He's a terrific actor. Not lately. But he's a great actor, but I don't know if he's necessarily a movie star. And again, it's hard to absolutely completely define what that means, but I know it when I see it or hear it. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and we'll go back to the phones. Glenn, thank you for your call. It was a great call. 312-981-7200. Talking text. We're talking movie stars. News is up next. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. Opening bell at 5, and then live from Iowa to talk about caucus. The caucus is the great Steve Cochran. All right, we're talking about movie stars. What constitute a movie star in your head? Do we have any modern movie stars? And who are some of the classic movie stars of all time that you think of? When you think movie star, who do you think of? Actors and actresses. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So let's see. Let's take a look at this one list here from the AMC's website. Let's fly down. These are in alphabetical order. Let's check out some actresses. Now, Esmeralda, you let me know if you think these actresses are good choices for movie stars. First one, Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
Okay. Jean Arthur.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, she would be a movie star. Okay. Lauren Bacall.
Yes.
Without question.
That is a capitalized yes.
Yep. Ingrid Bergman.
Yes.
Halle Berry.
Yes.
See, I don't know.
She seems
very... She's glamorous.
Yeah, and I add that to superstar.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That one I'm questionable about. Cate Blanchett.
No. I'm going to go with no.
Okay. See, I would say her before Halle Berry.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to pit them against each other, then I would go with Cate Blanchett, but...
Sandra Bullock?
I want to say no.
Okay. Claudette Colbert?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, man. You have to bone up on your Claudette Colbert. She was magnificent. Joan Crawford. Didn't like her kid very much.
Oh, for sure, though.
But, yeah, she's
a movie star. Epitome because she had all those secrets.
Yeah. Betty Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Doris Day.
Yes.
See, there were so many more movie stars then. Like, I'm not arguing any of these.
Yeah.
Olivia de Havilland.
I don't know who that is.
She was in Gone with the Wind.
The main?
No. She was not Scarlett O'Hara.
No, then.
That was Vivian Leigh. Judi Dench is on the list. She's a badass. No question about it.
I don't know if I would consider her, like, movie star.
Yeah. Marlena Dietrich.
Yes.
Sally Field.
See, again, it's, you know what it is? It's because she seems very down home.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I just do not equate that with movie star.
Well, she's also the Flying Nun.
Right.
Now, here's one that I agree with, who's in the same, you know, generation. Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
She's a movie star.
I say yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's because she's glamorous. Like, she had her moments of, like,
she was also, she went through a lot. Yeah, exactly. She started out as, like, a sex kitten.
And Sally Field just is cutesy. I'm a nun.
Joan Fontaine.
I don't know who that is.
She definitely is a movie star.
Okay.
I love her. I love her. I don't know if she's a movie star. But Jodie Foster, they have on the list.
I will say no.
But I love her so much.
No, she's great, but
I mean,
again,
I can't even explain my love for her.
Yeah, I wouldn't see her as movie star.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Okay, well, here you go, Esmeralda. I mean, this is just this is definition of it. Greta Garbo.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely, without question, a movie star. We got a lot more coming in here. Jay in Ohio says Spencer Tracy. Absolutely.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Absolutely. 309 area code says Tom Cruise. I agree with that. I think Tom Cruise is a movie star.
Yeah. No, I agree as well.
I think he actually is way near the top of the list. I know people hate him. I don't understand that.
Because he's just kooky.
He's a lunatic, maybe. I don't care.
Yeah, because he's the Scientology thing.
I understand that, but I don't care. You know, the guy makes good movies. The guy is a good actor, and he makes good movies. And that's kind of the point, I think. And I've often, you know, people, he jumped up and down on a couch on Oprah. His behavior on Oprah, if you ever watched Oprah with any kind of regularity, his behavior on Oprah is that's normal compared to the behavior that you see on Oprah's show every day. Like, that's consistent with how people act when they're on that show. So him jumping up and down on a couch, that's just a regular occurrence at an Oprah Winfrey show. You ever take a look at the audience? You know, everybody gets a toaster, breaking furniture, pulling out guns and stuff. Like, what? Do you ever see that sketch on SNL, Esmeralda, where Maya Rudolph was Oprah? And it was My Favorite Things. And she gives it away and all the women in the audience start going nuts and they start ripping their heads off and their heads explode. A woman gives birth.
My favorite also is online. Someone has made a GIF of Oprah just going, I'm giving you bees, and then just bees fly out. People are freaking out.
You know what they need to do with that GIF? They need to put Nicolas Cage in there.
They should.
They need to put Nicolas Cage in. No, the bees! Nicolas Cage, not a movie star.
No.
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 Here's Rich on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right.
I hope I don't lose you. I drive a truck, and I'm about to go into a tree line here. But I got three of them, and I thought of a fourth one when I was on hold.
All right.
I think Jerry Lewis is a movie star.
I would agree with that. Not many other people would, Rich, but if you're a regular listener, you know of my adoration for Jerry Lewis.
Yes, I do. Yep. And I think Jeff Bridges.
Oh, see, now you're talking. Rich is going to just mention people that I love.
And Anne Margaret.
You're batting 1,000 so far. Anne Margaret's a movie star. No question about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the hots for her. I met her once.
Oh, please.
Yeah, on an airplane. She moved me from the back of the smoking section up to the front row when I was in the Army wearing my uniform when I was a kid.
Oh, look at that.
So, I thought of a fourth one. Betty White.
Mm.
When you take her whole career into, you know, into everything, you know, that's why I say.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's an icon, no question about it. But I think her main source of entertainment is television.
Yeah.
So I would say that, not a movie star, but she certainly is a TV icon, no question about it.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Rich, thanks, man. Be safe.
Right. Yep. You too. Have a good night.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, when it comes to movie stars, Kim Novak just she exuded movie star.
No question about it, man.
And I can't believe neither list that you've read yet has had Marilyn or Kurt Russell on it.
Well, the list that I'm reading from is alphabetical, and we didn't get to M yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Marilyn Monroe, if it's not on this list, then there's something wrong with the list. So,
yeah, I agree.
So, okay. Thanks, Steve. Right. Yeah, Kim Novak. Whew. How unbelievably beautiful is she in Vertigo?
Oh, from Chicago as well.
Yeah, Kim Novak from Chicago. But I mean, in Vertigo? Oh, my God. good Lord. There's a reason why Jimmy Stewart is so insane in that movie and obsessed. Good God. That's the bit. Esmeralda, have you seen Vertigo?
I think I have.
Oh, no, you'd remember.
I had a whole slew of watching Hitchcock movies.
It is.
I don't remember if that was one of them.
Oh, man. If for my money, Hitchcock's best movie is Vertigo. Unbelievable movie. I mean, just, oh, my God, is that movie good. It's just another, it's from another dimension. That movie, they need to invent superlatives for that movie. One of the greatest films ever made, ever in the history of cinema, and my favorite Hitchcock movie. Oh, man. We have to show that at my film club. What the hell? Why haven't we yet? What have we? We've only shown one Hitchcock in the 4 years. I'm in year five. We've only shown one Hitchcock movie. Yeah, we've always shown is Psycho, which is a phenomenal movie, but wow. All right. Hey, speaking of my film club, hey, there are some tickets available for Groundhog Day tonight, 8 o'clock. Start. Stephen Tobolowsky, Needle Nose Ned, is going to appear via Skype on our screen. You can ask him questions after the screening. It's going to be packed, so get there early and get your tickets now. MovieCo.com, MUVICO. Oh, boy. Morning, everybody. Hi, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude. Weekday mornings here on GN, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich, and then Steve Cochran Show at 6 o'clock live in Iowa to talk about the caucus. We are talking about movie stars, classic movie stars, modern movie stars, and everything in between. 312-981-7200. You can talk or text us, 312-981-7200. I do have some texts coming in. 815 area code says Cary Grant, Betty Grable. Oh, Betty Grable, good one. And then number one would be Marilyn Monroe. Eric says Lee Marvin, Steve McQueen, and Kurt Russell are real badasses.
Oh, yeah, Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen's definitely a movie star.
Oh, and Paul Newman.
Oh, please, oh, Paul yeah. Newman. I watched my favorite Paul Newman movie on Sunday morning, right before I watched it before the All-Star game, and that would be Slapshot. And here's what I realized watching Slapshot for, I don't know, the 70,000th time. Here's the thing. Now, he's actually, if you think about it, you know. Now, granted, I've watched Slapshot more than most people have watched Slapshot. And I have a tendency to watch movies repeatedly more than most people watch movies.
What? You, Nick DiGilio?
Yeah. Over the weekend, again, this is what I do with my weekends, which is why, surprisingly, I'm single. I watched Mad Max Fury Road for the 30th time over the weekend. I'm now at 30 viewings of Mad Max Fury Road. Here's what I've noticed about Slapshot is that, in fact, if you think about this, he's an even bigger con man in Slapshot than he is in The Sting. Just think about that. If you know those two movies, you know, just think about the character Reggie Dunlop, the character that he plays in Slapshot. I think he's an even bigger con man than the con man he played in The Sting. That's just me.
But he's so handsome.
Oh, he was the best.
Do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he was the best. 331 area code says Kevin Spacey, pure class, a modern day movie star. I think he falls under the category of great actor, and I just shared a little thing with Dan during the break. Esmeralda, if you want to see a little treat, I just told Dan about the new Kevin Spacey movie that's coming out called Nine Lives. And Dan, you did just watch the trailer?
Yes. I'm interested. It must have been a pretty big bet that he lost, because that is something.
I was astounded when I saw the trailer. I was like, what? What is this? It's Kevin Spacey's new. I think Esmeralda has just stumbled across it. Kevin Spacey's new movie, which is coming out, I guess, in the summer or the spring or whatever, is called Nine Lives. It's called Nine Lives. And I don't, because Christopher Walken curses him, right? That's what it seems like.
Yeah, or it's a, like, you know, Ghost of Christmas Past.
Right.
Yeah, type
situation. Because he's clearly a jerk or something. So in order for him to learn a lesson, he's trapped in the body of his cat, of his family's cat. So it's a cat with voiceover by Kevin Spacey. So I guess Kevin Spacey wasn't available, or Aubrey Plaza beat him to the Christmas Grumpy Cat movie, which maybe was something that he wanted badly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really like talking babies, animals.
Yeah.
I love Look Who's Talking.
Mm-hmm.
This looks adorable.
Did you watch?
And
the
I don't mind. I don't mind Kevin Spacey as a talking cat for some reason.
Did you watch the Aubrey Plaza? Did you watch the Grumpy Cat movie?
I did not, and I didn't really think she should have been Grumpy Cat.
Oh, she's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I get the whole monotone, but I don't know.
She's perfect because Grumpy Cat's a girl.
Yeah, but
Grumpy Cat's
I don't
a girl.
Know.
Okay, here's the thing. First
gone
of all,
grumpier.
I love Grumpy Cat. I love Grumpy Cat.
No, don't get me wrong. Grumpy Cat's fantastic.
I mean, when there are new pictures of Grumpy Cat online, I get really happy.
By the way, a WGN friend,
yeah,
Elliot Serrano, he writes for the Grumpy Cat comic book.
There's a Grumpy Cat comic book?
Mm-hmm.
Does the comic book have real pictures of Grumpy Cat or drawings?
No, they're just drawings.
Then I don't want.
But they're really good drawings of Grumpy Cat.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
So I'm just saying you have sort of connection to Grumpy Cat. Maybe meet Grumpy Cat.
Okay. let's see. 847 area code, a big movie star is Jackie Chan. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Not, you know, oddly, not so much here in America, although he's a big star here in America. But if you were to go to Hong Kong, forget it. Forget it. 216 area code. Paul Giamatti is the greatest actor ever who is not a movie star. He is absolutely not a movie star. No. No. I mean, I love Paul Giamatti. Paul Giamatti is one of my favorite actors ever in the world. But he's not a movie star. Jane says Meryl Streep. Agreed. Meryl Streep is a movie star.
Yes.
Sheila says Natalie Wood. Yes. Oh, Natalie Wood. Brian, here we go. Brian, I have to declare the classically trained movie star Kurt Thomas as tremendously talented. His deaf skills can be seen in the priceless gem that is Gymkhana. Thank you, Brian. I was wondering when Gymkhana was somehow going to get mentioned here. 312 area code says Robert Redford is a movie star. Agreed.
Although he kind of looks frightening now.
He
aged not well.
Yeah, he looks like what he wore on his right hand in The Natural.
Well, even that got some oil and he needs some lotion.
He's
stat.
Out there in the sun in Utah.
Yeah, well,
all the
then
time.
He should know better. He should have put some sunscreen on.
Marilyn Monroe and Harrison Ford, 847 area code. Grace Kelly. Oh, Grace. Nobody mentioned Grace Kelly.
Oh, yeah, no. She's
man,
right there with Marilyn Monroe.
No question about it. Old Harley guy says, how about John Travolta? The guy can play anything. I think he qualifies.
No.
Well, he was at one point, I think.
Yeah, but not anymore. I just saw him with some facial hair. It looked so bad.
Yeah, but he's playing Robert Kardashian tonight in that damn movie that's going to be awesome in that series with the OJ man.
Still does not make him a movie star.
No. He used to be, though. I think he still qualifies. Because there was a time, you know, like between 76 and like 81, he was like the biggest star on the planet. You know, between Saturday Night Fever and Grease and Urban Cowboy. I mean, that was a big string of movies there. You know?
Yeah, but now he has that weird hair.
No, he's a weird dude. And he looks weird now. There's no question about it. But there was a time, man, when he was the biggest thing on the planet. I mean, he really was, and he was a movie star. I mean, if there was ever like a really typical movie star performance. It's him as Tony Manero in Saturday Night Fever. That's a movie star. And you could just see it happen. When you're watching the movie, you're like, oh, boy, this guy's a movie star. Hey, you know who else that happened to? You can pinpoint it to one scene. Before we break, Dan, this is when you can actually pinpoint when someone absolutely became a movie star. Eddie Murphy in 48 Hours, the scene where Nick Nolte lets him take the badge and go into the Hick bar and question the guys. Okay? When he says there's a new sheriff in town and his name is Reggie Hammond and he walks out of that bar, you immediately go, he is now a movie star. It is that one scene in 48 Hours, he becomes a movie star before your very eyes. God, that's a great movie. All right, we have to break. We're talking movie stars past and present, 312-981-7200. The news is next. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studios. It's Groundhog Day, everybody. Groundhog Day. What? That almost sounded like Nugent.
The bump ran out.
Oh, okay. I thought it was busting into Stranglehold. I was going to say, what, are the Hawks taking the ice? Hey, they are tonight. How about that? See how smooth I am? Playing Colorado. 8 o'clock, puck drop right here on WGN. I'll be watching Groundhog Day. Maybe you will, too, because I'm hosting a screening of Groundhog Day tonight at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Tickets are flying, so if you're going to come, don't procrastinate. Get in there now. Reserve your seats. Real easy to do, so it's only $10 to get in. Parking is free. We'll meet at 7, have some food. I'll introduce the movie at 8. And then Stephen Tobolowsky, with the help of Skype, is going to join us live for a Q&A afterwards, and you could ask him questions and hear great stories. He played Needle Nose Ned in the movie. Tickets are flying, so pick out your seats now at the seating chart. You'll see how many seats have actually been taken already. So you're going to want to get there now. It's movieco.com, M-U-V-I-C-O, movieco.com. Hey, I was looking at our website, Dan. Here's something interesting. Evidently, we're in a feud with Patty's show. Now, if I'm supposed to be in a feud, should I not be aware of it before it's declared that we're in a feud?
Yes. I didn't hear it because we were prepping for our show, but apparently they disagree with you on the fact that the Seinfeld Friends conversation would be that short.
Oh, because Craig has his podcast.
Right, in which...
And then I brought it up last night.
Right, and so they, you know, and... They had heard that they listened to the podcast and heard that, you know, the Craig's podcast should be 30 seconds long because it would be like, oh, what's better, Seinfeld or Friends? Seinfeld. And
yeah.
The podcast. And they
I didn't say that his podcast should be 30 seconds long. I said if I were in an argument about being whether Seinfeld or Friends was better, the argument would last 2 seconds.
Which is what the podcast was about.
No, I know what the podcast was about. But I'm saying that if I were in an argument about Seinfeld and Friends, the argument wouldn't be a podcast because it would last like 1 second because I would just go, Seinfeld, good night.
I think it was also because Craig likes Friends. So then you going, no, Seinfeld.
Yeah. But, okay, that's not the question.
That's the feud bit, right?
How is it a feud? I wasn't even aware of this until I checked the website 5 minutes ago, and suddenly I'm in a feud. How is that possible, Dan? Do we know how suddenly the Nick D show is in a feud with the Patty Vasquez show?
Because you don't like Friends.
Who the hell cares whether I don't like Friends? No, seriously. If I'm in a feud, shouldn't I know about it? Don't you think I should know if I'm in? I don't want to be in a feud with Patty.
I can change the title.
No. Let it say, why would you change it? Did you put it up?
I did not.
Then you don't have to change it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm not in a feud with Patty. I don't want to fight with Patty. Why would I want to have a feud with Patty? Do they want to have a feud with me? Does that show want to have a feud with, because I don't want to have a feud with them. I just don't understand. I'm sorry. I look on the website. I'm just scrolling down. And all of a sudden, I look. Hey, there's a feud. Nick D versus Patty. No, there isn't, as far as I knew. Because I don't like Friends? I created the damn show.
I think they forgot that part.
When it was called Six of One. Yeah, I just wasn't aware. Sorry, I didn't know that I was supposed to be in this feud. I wasn't aware of that. I missed the meeting.
You have meetings about feuds?
No.
I thought they just happened. That's
the thing.
They're
fjords, actually. We have a lot
of meetings about fjords. Well, if they happen, one side should be aware that they're happening. Don't you think?
That is true. Well, now you know.
Yeah, but I don't want to be in a feud. And I'm not going to participate. So there is no feud between... I have nothing against Patty Vasquez and her show. Does she like Friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
She thought Seinfeld... Everyone in Seinfeld was... I'm not going to say what she said, but mean.
They're a-holes.
Yes.
Yes, they are. That's why I like it.
And she can't...
And Craig thinks the same thing?
I think so, essentially. Like,
Craig,
can't
wait a minute. Craig
the
thinks the same thing. Craig booked two people from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia on my show. He watches that show. So his defense of liking Friends better is because the cast
Well, don't quote me on that because I don't remember
okay.
now.
Okay, all right. Because I'm going to say,
I know for sure Patty was like, they're very unlikable people.
Absolutely.
So how can I like them?
Not supposed to. It's not the point. All right, I just wasn't aware that I was in a feud. It was brand new. It was brand new to me. I was like, well, if I was in a feud, I should have prepared something. But I'm not in a feud, by the way. I love Patty, and I love her show. And if she likes Friends, that's her problem. It's just like it's shocking. You think it's like, oh, wait, I'm in a feud. Okay. Maybe somebody should have informed me that this was happening before I see it on the website. I'm like, oh, look at that. Here's something I'm not participating in, evidently, that I am. All right. Hey, here's one. Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
movie
no,
star.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Al Pacino? 70s Al Pacino. 70s Al Pacino. He had the whole thing going. Now he does a lot of yelling.
With his hoo-ha's. And
oh!
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's my Al Pacino. That's my Al Pacino.
It's a good one.
It's good. How about this? 708 Erico says Daisy Ridley and Amy Adams have potential to be movie stars. Well, Daisy Ridley's only been in one movie, really. She's awesome in it. She's in the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Amy Adams, I think, too. She could.
Yeah, they have potential.
Yeah. I think Amy Adams is so damn charming. I like Amy Adams.
She looks too much like that other lady. Sasha Baron Cohen's.
Oh, she does. Ilsa.
Fisher.
Fisher.
They do look
very, very similar. They do. You know who else I think looks very similar? Dan, see if you agree with me on this one. I think that Bryce Dallas Howard and Jessica Chastain look very similar.
No, I think that's fact.
When I saw the first trailer for the Jurassic Land with the guy from Parks and Rec in it, when I saw the first trailer for that, I thought it was Jessica Chastain.
I did too.
So there you go. There's another hot topic. Actors who look exactly like each other or are similar.
Right.
Here's a funny
There's
one, though.
There's a few of those.
Here's a funny one. Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney. They don't look at all alike. You know what I mean? Like, you would never mistake these guys for,
right.
Like, if you look at Dylan McDermott, he doesn't look like Dermot Mulroney at all.
Those names, though.
But it's the names. It's Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney. Now, do you know who I have? I guess they don't look, but I always screw them up. The girl from Arrested Development is Portia de Rossi.
Yes.
She's married to Ellen, right?
Yes.
Okay. Portia, I get her confused with the girl from the Sopranos.
The daughter?
Drea De Mateo.
I get those two confused all the time.
I could see that.
And I think it's like because they're both, and again, this is not a thing of them looking exactly alike. Like, you look at them and they don't look alike. But they're both they've both got the very sort of, you know, real ethnic names. They do.
Yes.
And they are both kind of on that same level of stardom. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're both, like, they're known for being supporting characters on a critically acclaimed show.
Recognize the face, but can't really name them off the top of your head.
So, whenever I see Drea DiMatteo, sometimes I go, that's Portia de Rossi. And then it's like, no, it's not.
They do. I mean, they have certain characteristics.
Yeah.
That make them look similar.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
You know, he would eat your liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah, no, my dad always says that. He loves that line. Anytime he'll be like, a Chianti and some fava. I'm like, all right, we get it.
It makes me crazy that Anthony Hopkins says Chianti. If for some reason it makes me nuts. There are many things about that movie I hate.
Chianti?
Especially like a guy like Hannibal Lecter, who is supposed to be this intellectual guy, unless he was trying to just be a smartass when he said
maybe
it.
Maybe.
Because he was a wacky dude, that Hannibal Lecter.
He was such a jokester.
He was a nut. Oh, that final line, I'm having an old friend for dinner. You nutty, crazy dude, you're going to eat a guy. That's hilarious. I hate that movie so much. I find that movie to be so morally apprehensible. I swear to God. That line just makes me want to throw things. Every time, and I've seen the movie, you know, more than enough times.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that movie. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Coming up at 5 o'clock, it's the opening bell. And then, again, live from Iowa, the Steve Cochran Show. It's going to be really interesting to listen, you know, considering what happened last night in Iowa.
I know, and they still, I mean, technically, it's still in a dead heat.
Well, on the Democratic side.
Yes, although Hillary Clinton's camp has already declared victory.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to hear that. And also, you know, on the Republican side, the fact that that Cruz won is big news. And I'm sure that Cochran and those guys will have a lot to say about that, and you definitely should tune in. Turned out to be a pretty exciting caucus.
That just sounded weird. That was an exciting caucus.
Well, it was an exciting caucus.
Like, your teeth should have been shiny, like, gling, gling.
It was like Shining Caucus. That was my radio name in Cleveland.
Shining Caucus.
Yeah.
I'm also curious, because K-Max, is it PAX or Max?
K-Pax is the movie with Kevin Spacey, who will be a cat very soon.
Okay, so he's K-Max.
Yeah.
All right.
What about K-Max?
I'm curious about what he ate down there.
Oh, yeah.
Or to the west.
They have the loose meat
I'm curious, because he's, you know, he's an eater.
Dan, you started laughing when it, you know.
Like in Roseanne.
Immediately it came out.
I'm just flashing forward
to what you're going to have to do on Friday when you pull that one for out of context. But no, I wonder if they still have the loose meat sandwiches in Iowa. That's a big thing there.
I think so.
I wonder if the Powell man had them.
I would.
He'd like them too, man. They're good.
Yeah, no, I want to know what he ate.
You ever have one? A loose meat sandwich?
Is that mean it's just a sloppy Joe without the...
Kind of, but it's really good.
Joe. Without the sloppy.
No, it's sloppy.
On WGNRadio.com, where you can see photos of our esteemed colleagues at various places through Iowa. I'm looking at their dinner table, and unfortunately, dinner was not served at this point.
Oh.
It looks like everybody's enjoying a libation.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I saw that picture. Yeah, there's no food yet.
No food yet.
No food yet.
We'll have to find out. Yeah. But it's Made Right sort of the big brand name, Made Right.
Right. There was one here.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Now, was that one part of the chain that Tom Arnold and Roseanne owned?
Oh, that I don't know.
Because they had a chain of them. They opened one in Iowa, and then I think that they did a franchise deal.
Oh, I know there was one, and I never went in.
I've had them. I didn't have one here. I had it in Iowa, but yeah. I've never had a, you know, I remember when the Made Right opened here. Was it called Made Right? Yeah, it was called Made Right. I remember when the Made Right opened here, but I never went.
And that's why it closed.
That's exactly why it closed.
We never went.
Yeah, because I didn't go.
I always blame myself when places close. It's like I should have gone more.
If only I'd gone, yeah.
Pretty much.
It would still be open now.
I mean, technically, they needed business.
Yeah.
And I never gave it to them.
815 area code says Elizabeth Taylor. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. 815 area code says Clark Gable is right there with Cary Grant.
Yeah.
Clark Gable's a movie star, but I don't know. I just happen to really love Cary Grant.
Well, Cary Grant, oh, man. You watch those. Even and just I've seen pictures of him just hanging out.
Yeah.
And he looks amazing. He's like impeccable from head to toe.
Yeah. He was the man. There's just no, I could watch. If there was a 24-hour channel that showed nothing but His Girl Friday, I would watch it all day and all night. And
I mean,
you haven't seen
His
Girl Friday. I do own it.
So you could technically
I could watch
do
it
that.
Anytime. I could.
Yes.
But there's just something lovely about it being broadcast to the world.
Right. No, I could see that.
Have you seen His Girl Friday?
I haven't.
I'm bringing it in tomorrow.
It's on the list. I think it's on Netflix.
I'm bringing it in tomorrow. Okay. You have to see His Girl Friday. It is life-changing. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
It is an incredible movie. Incredible. Him and Rosalind Russell? Oh, please.
Okay.
Please.
What is that name? Rosalind Russell.
She awesome in this movie, too, Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. Rosalind Russell, she was a movie star, too. She was fantastic.
Right.
But in particular, the scenes between her and Cary Grant in that movie, I adore that movie so much. It makes me crazy how good that movie is. Dan, have you seen His Girl Friday?
I have, yes.
It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing. To this day. 630 area code says Jim Carrey is a movie star. I think that's very disapproving. That was a very disapproving sound.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. 312 area code says Will Smith, I guess.
Like a modern day movie star.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't like him, but
he's fine.
815 Charlton Heston.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? He's Moses, for God's sake.
He was Moses.
He parted the Red Sea. So, and then Donna says, here's a great one, Barbara Stanwyck. She was awesome. Esmeralda, you're just looking at me.
Well, no, I know the name, and I'm sure if I saw a picture.
You'd know exactly who she is.
But I can't put two and two together.
Total,
right now.
She was a total badass. She was awesome. Okay, let's talk to Steve Grzanich, who is about to do the opening bell in just a couple of minutes. Hey, Steve.
So it is written, so it shall be done.
Yes. How are you?
Do you know who that is? So it is written, so it shall be done.
My guess is... Wait a minute. Yul Brynner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I do disagree with you on the Paul Giamatti thing, though. I think he is a movie star.
Do you really?
I do.
Yeah. I would like to think that, considering the way I look, I would like to think that he has the possibility of being a movie star.
Have you seen Quincy's?
Quincy Adams?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
No, he's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite actors on earth.
I just don't
think he's a movie star.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But I love him, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here we go. It's Groundhog's Day. You want to start the conversation over again? You know, listen to all. It's all coming up on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
Thank you, buddy. And stay tuned for that at 5 o'clock. Let me wrap this up here with a couple of more movie stars. See if you agree, Esmeralda. Sean in Wisconsin, capital, all caps with an exclamation point. Keanu. Now, I'm thinking he's referring to the actor, not the cat from the...
Not the kitten.
Not the...
Although, I mean, could be a rising star there.
Yeah.
I will say no.
For Keanu?
Yeah.
I guess I'd say no, too. I love him. I love him very much. But
he's so sad.
Just because of that picture of him on the bench eating a sandwich.
Just in life. He has a really, like, just hard life.
He did have a hard. He has had a very hard life. He has.
That's what I'm saying.
He has. So that makes him, because he's had a hard life, he can't be a movie star?
Well, it's sad in that, like, you're like, oh, man.
He's the one. He's Neo.
James Dean has kind of, like, had that very
sad life. He had a sad life because he died at 25 or something.
But he was, you know, he was a rebel without a cause. Like, he was sad, but it was like, oh, you're sad. Let me help
you. What do you mean? Oh, you're sexy sad. Not sad sad?
There you go. Keanu's a bit like, oh.
He's just like,
I just need to go. You're really bumming me out, man.
Whereas James Dean would be like, I'm fascinated by your sadness.
Yeah, you'd be like, do you need something?
I'm compelled to help you with your sadness. Whereas Keanu would be like, I'll go get you another sandwich.
Right.
All right. How about Mickey Rooney?
Yeah.
Absolutely. No question about it. By the way, off the air, I will tell you a couple of Mickey Rooney stories.
Oh, boy.
Mickey Rooney came to town here in the early 90s. There was a play called Lend Me a Tenor, this farce that played around the world, a big hit around the world. It played here in Chicago, probably ran for like 2 years. And they had a whole bunch of different actors come in to play the big role. And they were bringing it. And Mickey Rooney came in and played it for like a month. I saw it twice. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
At some point. I can't tell you some of it on the air, but
right.
It was astounding. All right, so there you go. You want to check out our Facebook page with all the movie stars, past and present. You can check it out. All right, we will take a break here on 720 WGN. Opening bell is next.